are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, lot of interesting stuff. Oh, the show's only an hour today. We're not going to get through it. There is some really interesting stuff. We got this father here that has, a gentleman has fathered over 30 children with 11 different women, and he's asking for some sympathy and needs a break in paying child support. I say sterilize them. We're going to talk about some Gila monster saliva and how not only does that help reduce food cravings, but just talking about Gila monster saliva makes you not think about food. We're going to talk about that. Looks like the CDC wants all baby boomers to be tested for hepatitis C. I know Obamacare is just screeching at that recommendation because of the expense, but we need to do it. We also have to talk about a secondary drowning case where a gentleman saved himself from drowning only to die a few hours later. We got coffee drinkers living longer, and we have people listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show living longer. Of course, that, though, it doesn't get written by the AP Press, so we need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not busy enough to take your calls. This is the only show that does it. We are the only show that takes your medical questions, takes your comments, gives you mainstream answer, as mainstream as we can, even delves into alternative medicine, and we don't care about the ratings. In fact, studies have shown that my ratings improve when people listen to you as opposed to me. So please call in. don't worry about calling in and it ruining the show. In fact, it's probably all we could go is up from here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that really hate trying to convert letters to numbers, toll free, of course, 1-877-362-3254. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials this morning. Please follow me on Twitter. I'm not on the radio 24/7. Lucky for all of you. But still, I need to give you guys up-to-date medical updates. So please log on to Twitter. I promise I don't tweet baloney stuff. My baloney stuff's on my, regular Facebook stuff, but, my Twitter and my Facebook fan page, I know Twitter and Facebook is so cluttered already. I want to make sure at least whatever I post is some meaningful, important bulleted news points. So you get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So what's going on with this here? Man has fathered 30 children by 11 different women. Desmond Hatchett, 33 years old of Knoxville, Tennessee, has set a Knox County record for the number of children he has managed to reproduce with individual women. One actually worked at Victoria's Secret. These women are lovely women. He's only bringing a minimum wage salary home. And Hatchett legally has half of his paycheck taken from him by the state every month, which is divided among his 30 children. Apparently, his obligations to his children would have him paying anywhere from $25 to $309 to the mothers. In reality, his pay is, all he's able to give each mother is $1.49 a month. See, something has to be done. That would stink. And, you know, women, you aren't innocent either. Okay, I know everyone's starting to feel sorry for these women, but come on. Okay, I tell you, if he's not going to commit and he's not going to bring home a paycheck, say no, out of the bed. Okay, this is ridiculous. You are sharing child support with 29 other kids and 10 other women. Okay, you have your own family to care for. Honestly, women, you really need to pick better partners. So anyway, I'm not sure what's going to happen. He may actually make money by giving sperm donations. All right. Well, I don't want to go into it. We got to talk about Gila Monster saliva. But anyway, I really think if somebody can't pay child support, they need to be sterilized. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, something that's really, really cool, which I think I would even want my kids when they're teenagers in, are these GPS smart shoes. Did you guys hear about this? This is cool. There's GPS technology now that can help Alzheimer's sufferers. When an Alzheimer's patient starts to wander, this happened to my grandmother. She just wandered out of the house. Nobody could find her. We had to call the police. I mean, we were living in the west side of the country. This happened when she was in Florida. But, luckily they found her. But there's a shoe that'll track the wearer's position and then plot their positions on Google Maps. The GPS smart shoe embeds a GPS receiver and a SIM card to send the shoe's position to a private tracking website. We should do this with our teenagers. Why not? Then we know where they are. All right, so let me see. The shoes are available for both men and women. I think they're about $500 a pair. The transmitter is embedded in the base of the right heel and tracks the user's location in real time. But what if they take off their shoes? You know how kids take off their shoes? Patients with dementia or Alzheimer's will take off their shoes too. If the wearer ever leaves a specified zone, the caregiver can track the whereabouts on an Atrex website, which uses Google Maps. I think it's brilliant. Now, the only problem is the battery life. The battery life is only 2 days of the GPS receiver. So I guess if you're taking care of somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's, you need to notice within 48 hours where they've gone. Okay? You can't just check on them once a week. Okay? We've talked about elder abuse, right? You can't just leave them in the room, slip food under the door, right? You need to check on them a little bit longer than that. But this is, I think it's a brilliant idea. It's an absolute brilliant idea. The wandering, and for people that have to take care of parents, grandparents that have dementia, I did. We couldn't afford nursing homes and home health care when we were younger. So we had our senior family members live with us. And when they start to wander, you know, at least with a kid, you can put a kid in a playpen. But when your seniors wander, you can't. And you can't put them in a playpen. So I think these shoes are cool. Anyway, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We said goodbye to Donna Summer this week, the queen of disco. I know usually I like to kind of play music of people that, are in the news. And unfortunately, her passing, it kind of tears a lot of our heartstrings because we have all sung Donna Summer songs, especially in the shower. Even the men have sung Donna Summer songs. We talked about this earlier this week. I know everybody pretends like they didn't sing "She Works Hard for the Money," but men loved her too. All right, queen of disco. She never was a smoker, but she was afflicted with lung cancer, and she had always felt her lung cancer was caused by the September 11th attacks. And she was in Manhattan at the time the Twin Towers collapsed, and she feels she breathed in some of the toxic dust. And we spent a significant amount of time this week talking about toxic dust and the fiberglass, asbestos, et cetera, what was in it, and how there has been at least 55 people who have died since the bombings, although it hasn't been concluded that it was from the toxic dust, yet we have 75 new cases since the September 11th attacks of new-onset cancer, which they believe was associated with what happened, and we believe more cases are going to be surfacing. So it's a little scary to think that something like that could have that long-term sequela, but it makes a lot of sense. We were talking about the footage of what we saw. There was some footage that was shown last year of people covered in dust in between the towers collapsing and as people were leaving. And I mean, we are talking almost completely buried in the dust. And so any amount of that exposure could have been enough. It doesn't have to be long-term exposure to cause cancer. And all it has to be is just enough to cause that cell or certain cells to have their either DNA change or their free radicals compromised or any sort of alteration. And if you don't have the body or immune system equipped to target it, that's when cancer can grow. We were talking about vaccines for cancer, and in the news today, there is a new vaccine shown to cut breast cancer risk in half. This is probably one of the best to date studies on a cancer vaccine in terms of its effectiveness. And, you know, people are like, I don't understand. How can a vaccine help cancer? You know, we're not talking about viruses. We're not talking about what these vaccines do is they train your body to identify cells that are cancerous to attack them. You know, when we were talking about tumor necrosis factor and other aspects of the body, that's sometimes their primary job. They float around the body. They look around. And whenever they see a cell that's going AWOL, they attack it. People with a strong immune system can attack cells that are turning cancerous every day. We have cells wanting to turn cancerous every day. Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. And luckily, if our bodies have strong immune systems, they can fight it. Our bodies with weak immune systems, or those of us on immunosuppressive drugs, those of us on chronic steroids, we seem to see more aggressive cancers in those patients because their body system, their immune system is weakened. So having a vaccine that induces your T cells, part of your blood cells, your white cells, to identify a bad cell, or in this particular case with the breast cancer, the HER2 protein, which we've spent a significant amount of time talking about, you know, teaching your body to identify these cells to attack it is completely logical, makes perfect sense, and it looks like that's where they're going with this in the next stage of cancer research. And I got to tell you, with all the types of chemotherapies we've had, you know, and trying to find the perfect chemotherapeutic agent which doesn't hurt healthy cells and only attacks cancer cells, I'm starting to see a switch and a focus in our medical research to stem cells and vaccines. And, you know, my prediction, and I'm sure everybody's prediction is, within the next 10 years, we will actually have a much more effective, safer way of attacking cancer going the stem cell vaccine immunotherapy route rather than just strictly trying to find another chemotherapeutic agent or a radioactive agent that works. So it's very interesting and good for them, and I hope they continue. Now, talking about cells being damaged and causing demise, this was a sad case. We had a gentleman in New Rochelle, Long Island Sound, Tommy Mullo, who was helping a friend, I guess, navigate the boat through the marina. I'm not sure what happened. And I guess he fell out, right? He got himself out of the water. All right. It doesn't sound like, you know, it was as close to a drowning, but he was in a marina. But apparently it was enough of a submersion for him to get water in his lungs. He comes home a couple hours later. He tells his wife, you know, I'm just not feeling well. Within an hour or two after that, after being rushed to the hospital, he died. Now, we call that secondary drowning. And what's so significant about this is I can't tell you how many times children, teenagers, adults, they have a near miss. And, you know, they cough up the water and everyone's like, you're good. And they're like, whew, yeah, boy, that was a close one. And then everyone's like, okay, you're fine. And the event is over. Anybody that has a near drowning, you go to the hospital. You never mess with it. Don't go home if you get water in your lungs, because sometimes that's enough to disrupt your oxygenation. If you have any, from what I think that he's 60 years old. I wouldn't be surprised if he had an underlying cardiac condition. And so the stress of what happened with the initial near drowning was enough to put stress on his heart. And then, but you know, they said they're calling it a secondary drowning as opposed to just a cardiac event. So we are coming into summertime. We're coming into the worst period for drownings. It's one of the most common cause of death in children under 4 years old. Drownings. And I hate talking about this every year, but we have to, you know, because we have to raise awareness and we need to keep an eye on these children. And remember, drownings are quiet. I told you about that time, I was with my brother and his family and, you know, I was hanging out with the kids and I'm just looking around and I see one of the little ones just kind of sitting there splashing around in the water. If it wasn't for me turning around, I would not have realized that he was submerged. Or partially submerged. We was only in 1 foot of water. But it was enough where he could not get up. Of course, I got him up, etc. He was fine. I caught it in time. But it was so quiet. You know, what always blows parents' mind is I had no idea he was underwater. Because it's quiet. People aren't going to make sounds. You won't hear splashing. You know, they also say, look, you know, if you want to prevent a child drowning, don't drink at your swim party. You're having a barbecue. We got Memorial Day coming up. We got Mother's Day. Well, Mother's Day's done. Yeah, that was gone fast. We got Memorial Day. We got Father's Day. We got my birthday. We got summertime. You're having a big barbecue. A lot of people coming over. That's when your kids are the most vulnerable. Don't drink. You also want your reflexes sharp. Have your kids in floaties or vests or, you know, make sure there's somebody watching all the time. Whenever you hear these drownings in these Hollywood stars homes, every now and then you hear, you know, and you're like, how could somebody drown? You have all those people. Well, sometimes the more people, the worse it is. You can't hear. You don't notice. You see a kid flapping around the water, you think they're swimming. You think they're goofing off. You don't think they're drowning. It's so scary. I can't tell you how many kids I saw, you know, drowning accidents when I did ER. I don't even want to think about it. But if there is, God forbid, a near drowning, always take them to the hospital to get checked. Do not mess around. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, speaking of drinking, I guess our teenagers can get alcohol over the internet. Am I naive or am I just so preoccupied with other things that I just didn't realize you could purchase alcohol over the internet when you're young? Apparently, there's a commentary from the Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, the JHBSPH, and it described the reach, sorry, I don't know how they don't come up with acronyms because honestly, these are long names. I can't imagine what their letterhead looks like. Apparently, they say that there's 4,700 alcohol-related deaths of drinkers under age 21 in the U.S. each year. A study was published in the Archives of Pediatric Adolescent Medicine, and they examined how internet alcohol vendors verified the age of people buying alcohol online. And they found that underage buyers were successful in 45 of 100 such transaction attempts. So 45% of the time, your kid could very easily get the alcohol. I had no idea you mail order alcohol now? Now, I'm pretty sure teenagers right now are writing all this down. No, I'm not going to give you the websites. No, that's not what the show is for. Alcohol marketers are pushing their brands to young people online through social media such as Facebook. Did anybody make money yesterday on Facebook? I don't think any of you know, us little people made money on Facebook. I think it was just the big guys. The stock actually, what, dropped? I didn't buy Facebook. I don't have extra money to put in the stock market. I don't get the whole stock market. That was a waste. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about. I guess there's a gentleman, this whole flesh-eating bacteria business not going away. We had, a lady in South Carolina. She acquired a bacteria that's she's kind of undergoing, I believe, necrotizing fasciitis as well from flesh-eating bacteria. This was brought to light last week when the Georgia girl who was ziplining had a pretty deep cut, acquired a bacteria that caused her necrotizing fasciitis. Well, now we have a gentleman who's suing the doctor because he had erectile dysfunction back in, from what I believe, 2007, was it? And he wanted a penis implant. And he was a diabetic, had high blood pressure, and he acquired flesh-eating bacteria that caused necrosis of his penis. Therefore, he lost his penis. And he's suing the doctor because the lawyer said the doctor should have known not to do a penis implant surgery on him because he was diabetic. And if the doctor took into account that he was diabetic and had high blood pressure, then he should have known better than to do a surgery that could possibly expose him to bacteria. Now, to me, that doesn't make as much sense. I mean, I know people with diabetes are vulnerable. People with high blood pressure are vulnerable. But then if that's going to be the argument, so then anybody who's diabetic will not get surgery ever. I mean, if a doctor can get sued because a diabetic comes down with a post-operative infection, no one's going to want to operate on a diabetic again. And many people with diabetes need operations. They need operations for erectile dysfunction. They need operations on their heart. They may need operations, knee replacements, just like any of us. They may need a hysterectomy. So I'm going to be watching this case closely. From what I understand, he lives in Peru, but the surgery was done, I believe, in Miami. I don't have the source in front of me. I'm just going by memory. And so if this court case goes through and the judge sets a precedence and it appears that, a doctor can be sued if somebody does get a flesh-eating bacteria type of infection, even if all the equipment was sterile, but because the patient was vulnerable at the time of surgery, it's going to now change the way we do medicine in that anybody who's diabetic or quote-unquote vulnerable, they may even throw high blood pressure into the mix, won't get surgery. And I believe somebody should be a stable diabetic before going into surgery. So I would like to get a little bit more information on this case. Was it that he was just a diabetic or was he an unstable diabetic? Because usually an unstable diabetic won't get operated on. Now, if your blood sugars are fluctuating between 3 and 400, no, not going to happen. But if you're a diabetic who's on medication and you're stable, yes, you're still going to be more vulnerable to a post-op infection. But people operate on diabetics all the time. And what I don't want happening is we have a group of individuals who's diabetic or have high blood pressure that won't get operated on because the doctor's going to be afraid if a not-so-uncommon risk happens post-operatively, they're going to get sued. So this will be kind of interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. If you miss any of my shows during the week, and we do about 16 hours a week, please go to my website, drdahlia.com, and there's an on-demand. You can listen anytime. You can listen anytime to the previous three shows, and then you can go to archives and podcasts very easily. Because I know a lot of times you have to work, or you have to get your hair done, you're getting a mani-pedi. I get that. You know, even men, it was interesting, there was a study on how men may not eat vegetables because it's not macho enough. Okay, men, right, for centuries, I guess since time began, were always associated with their masculinity, you know, when they would eat like a big piece of meat, or rip their teeth into some zebra. Yet sitting there with a little baby carrot on a fork, right, or a little broccoli broquette, right, or eating some edamames, not that masculine. So a study came out saying men may not actually be eating the vegetables they need to because they're too embarrassed to eat in front of the guys, right? How many times do you see a guy eating a Niçoise salad or eating crab salad, maybe having a light piece of salmon? No. Men are around other men. They eat meat. They're even saying steak more than beef, like hamburger. You think a guy's going to eat ground turkey? Now, he'll do it for the wife. Okay, I mean, at home is a whole different story. Yeah, I mean, you know, he'll probably nibble, you know, on a little piece of jicama when the wife's around. But around other guys, uh-uh. So the study's suggesting maybe guys shouldn't eat around other guys. They should eat around the ladies. Remember we were talking about that study where mice, male mice who ate yogurt, grew bigger testicles, had a shinier fur, and were starting to walk with a little swagger, had a little mojo, and how yogurt made my sexy, and how I said, look, you know, a lot of us ladies, okay, there's a lot of things we think is sexy about a guy that men don't think is sexy. See, men think, you know, sweat socks, a dripping, you know, medium rare steak out of their mouth is sexy. Uh-uh. You know, girls love things that guys would never even imagine. Now, we talked about, you know, a guy wearing a peach shirt. A guy wearing a peach shirt and jeans, very sexy. Very sexy. A guy, if I saw a guy eating yogurt, I think that'd be pretty cool. If I saw a guy, I mean, baby carrot, I don't know. Jicama, I don't know. The edamames, it's hard to be sexy eating edamames. But, you know, for the most part, what guys think is unsexy to a woman is actually probably sexy. So, man, just do the opposite of what you're doing, and it'll probably work. Right? Now, another study came out. You guys are going to love this one. Oh, yeah, we talked about this week. Study came out saying women will do better in their careers if they shut up. Women need to keep quiet, and they'll do better. The study says that, okay? Whereas men don't keep quiet. If men keep quiet, they do almost as poorly as a talkative woman. Men need to be very talkative. And we spent a lot of time talking about this. I know throughout all my years, whether I waited tables, worked in labs, sang, was in medical school, just with anything I've done. When I taught, it's true. You know, I noticed as a woman, I had only a finite amount of opportunities to speak, and I had to make those count. If I was sitting there talking about Melrose Place or 90210 or having menstrual cramps, you already lost your male coworkers or your male superior officers. That was it. But if I chose wisely and I, you know, kept my mouth shut until I had something good to say, right? It counted. This study, it's nothing new. You know, people just don't like to hear women. Now, I mean, my radio show is a rarity. There's not a lot of women in radio. There's not a lot of women that could do what we do. I know many of you gentlemen are out there going, Dahlia, I can only take an hour. Are you sorry? Well, that's fine. That's fine. I get it. You know, some people, they could listen to 3 hours of Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh. I get that. That's fine. You know, and listening to a woman. But then I have to make sure it counts. All right, because I know I only get X amount of time, and I know compete. And I'm not saying this because, you know, oh, woe is us women, and it's a man's world. I mean, I got to admit, this is the way it's always been, and it probably will continue to be. All right, you know, there's only certain types of women that men will want to listen to, and we only have X amount of opportunities, and we need to make a count. Now, my husband, for example, and we've talked about this on the show many times, the only woman, even over me, that he will listen to, not even his mama. I mean, you'd think of listening to his mama. No, no, not his mama, not my mama. He listens to is that British GPS witch, right? We're driving. He tells me and the kids to shut up just so he could listen to the British woman on the GPS. In 10 meters, turn right, then turn left. And he's like, shh, she's talking. So maybe the British accent. If I talk like this and I did my show on the British accent and I sounded like I was on MSNBC, I'm sure all men would listen and would find it interesting. But if I talk like this, if I talk like I had a Southern accent, I don't think I'd get any attention. Except maybe guys from Texas. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials today. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and our Facebook fan page on Facebook. Now, looks like tomorrow is going to be our solar eclipse, which actually is going to be pretty cool. I think the last time I ever saw a solar eclipse was when I was in grade school. Yeah, just a couple years ago. We had to get those index cards and put a pinhole in them because we weren't allowed to look. You can't look at the sun. Remember, don't look directly at the sun. But apparently on Sunday, the moon is going to pass between the earth and the sun, creating a solar eclipse. Okay, this is going to be pretty, pretty cool. They say the solar eclipse happens when the moon is at a certain distance from the earth and it appears relatively smaller than the sun. In a total eclipse, the moon appears to be the same size as the sun. Right, like total eclipse of the heart. Exactly, that's what we're talking about. Good. Now, they say due to the size of the moon compared to the size of the sun and the fact that the moon can't block the sunlight for everyone on earth at once, not everyone is going to be able to see this annular solar eclipse. All right? Only a relatively small number of people. So from what I understand, who is going to be able to see the eclipse? I guess the annular eclipse is going to be seen in Tokyo, Alaskan's Aleutian Islands, Redding, California, Central Nevada, Southern Utah, Northern Arizona, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. All right, so everyone's getting in the cars now. Wait till after my show, please. Still have a little bit more left of the show. If you live anywhere in the western or midwestern U.S. or Canada, they say you will be able to see a partial eclipse. If you live in East Asia or near the Pacific Ocean, you'll also be able to see the partial eclipse. But if you're on the east coast of the United States, the sun will have already set by the time the eclipse starts. Yeah, I think it's supposed to start, what, 6:30 Pacific time, which would be 9:30 Eastern. Yeah, so that doesn't make sense. Okay, so let me see if I have, do I have an exact time? Nope, they're just saying 6:30 PDT, so on May 20th. So make sure y'all have your act. Yeah, I think Game of Thrones may be on. Just TiVo it. If you watch Game of Thrones, just TiVo it. Okay, a couple very important stories we need to talk about. This week, the CDC says all baby boomers need to get a hepatitis C test, right? I know, we've been talking about the baby boomers the last few years. The baby boomers going on Social Security. The baby boomers needing Medicare. The baby boomers, it was all about, you know, and I'm like, give the baby boomers a break. All right, well, baby boomers, you need to be checked for hepatitis C now. Apparently, they say 1 in 30 baby boomers, if you were born between 1945 through 1965, has been infected with hepatitis C and doesn't know it. 1 in 30 of you could be walking around with hepatitis C. And then you could give it to your loved one when you have sex. You could transmit it through blood. Of course, IV drug use. Hopefully, none of you are doing IV drugs. Anybody who listens to my show, though, I think are pretty good stock, pretty smart people. I don't think y'all would do that. But, you know, I think the reason why so many of you are exposed or have been exposed to hepatitis C is many of my patients were veterans, and God bless all of you vets, but veterans during the Vietnam time, Korean, you know, World War II, et cetera. Well, if you were born in 45, then you wouldn't be a baby boomer. But Korean, Vietnam, your tattoos weren't done very sterilely, but the most aseptic technique. And when I was in medical school, we started screening anybody who had a tattoo prior to, I believe it was 1986. Now, I don't know if the word got out to everybody, but anybody that I see that has an old tattoo, I tell them to go get checked. Because there's a very good chance the tattoo parlor didn't clean their needles off. And that's how you got the hepatitis C. Not from IV drugs, not from sex, but probably from that. And also, blood wasn't tested as well. Remember, hepatitis C wasn't really identified till the late 80s, early 90s for in its mass. Remember, I guess the doctor who discovered hepatitis C is also working on the hepatitis C vaccine right now. Smart guy. I wish I could think of his name right now. So, easy test. Go to the doctor. Ask for the hepatitis C test. If you want to get the whole hepatitis panel to see if you've been exposed to hepatitis B, I don't think it would be that much more expensive to do a hepatitis panel as opposed to just the singular hepatitis C. I know Obamacare would be like, oh, this is so expensive, Dr. Dahlia. Now everybody has to get hepatitis testing. Look, the CDC came up with it, not me. All right? I know I bring up a lot of testing. I want people to get tested pretty frequently for things, but they came up with this. But let me, though, add something. Whether you're a baby boomer or not, if you suffer from arthritis, get a hepatitis test. I can't tell you how many times we diagnose hepatitis because a person says they're achy. Now, many of us are achy because of osteoarthritis and just wear and tear. But I believe a true arthritic workup should include a hepatitis test. In addition to checking for lupus and rheumatism and gout, I would definitely put a hepatitis panel on there, okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this week, a lot of confusion when CBS reported, and I think multiple media outlets reported, that HDL cholesterol in a new study may not protect the heart at all. All right? So patients are like, what? Dr. Dahlia told me to get my HDL up. What? I don't have to be on this medication? No. Hold the phone. I still am a fan of HDL. In this study, I guess what they did is they looked at genes of about 170,000 individuals. They looked at variations in DNA. in which earlier research had showed that there were certain variations that would naturally raise HDL levels in those patients that had those variations. These variations are called single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs. And what they found is the participants that had these variations didn't really reduce their risk of having a heart attack compared to people who didn't have the variations. So whoever had these SNPs, I guess, or higher HDL levels, and some people with these SNPs had higher HDL levels, same risk of heart attack, according to the 170,000 group of individuals that they looked at. Now, I've probably seen that number easy in all the years I've practiced, and I'm going to tell you right now, there has never been one person that I've seen whose HDL was greater than 70 have a heart attack. And I'm almost venturing to say even 60. So as far as I'm concerned, if you have good cholesterol, that's pretty darn good. All right, to me, I don't need a study. Okay, I don't need to be posted on the media. I'm just looking at what I've seen with my patients. And having good HDL is pretty good. So what I don't want happening is you all looking at this article and hearing this in the news going, oh, well, if it doesn't matter, it's time for hot wings and chicken fingers. No, that's not what it means. Okay? What this may mean is trying to formulate an HDL pill, which I believe Pfizer tried to do and the study failed. Trying so hard to formulate an HDL pill may not be as effective as we think. Other than that, I still think it's a good idea to try to improve your HDL. And how do we tell you to improve your HDL? We tell you to exercise. We tell you to watch your diet. We tell you to quit smoking, because smoking lowers your HDL. We tell you to eat healthy food. So I don't want people going, well, Dolly, if the study, you know, is disproving the HDL theory, I don't have to do all that. Yes, you do. Okay? You still have to exercise. You still have to watch your diet. You still should be eating fiber. So you have to do it anyway. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever the study said, to me, it's a moot point, because you have to exercise, you have to watch your diet, you have to get off smoking anyway. So don't be lazy. Don't try to use this as an excuse. But I have to admit, it is frustrating. Okay? I don't like being disagreed with. That's one word, or disproven. I don't like telling you something for 3 years on a radio show and then a study coming out saying, no, the HDL doesn't matter. That the contradictory aspect of this study really ticks me off. They have to be careful, because, you know, in the media, people want headlines. So the headlines are HDL doesn't matter anymore. And no. Don't look at those headlines, okay? Get to the meat of the situation. And if you don't know the meat of the study, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's my job, to give you the meat. Although, make sure it's a lean meat, fishy meat. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.